night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A man in England spent 4 days walking up the stairs in his house until he ascended the height of Mount Everest. Which just goes to show you anything is possible when you're avoiding homeschooling your kids.
Clearly nobody is dating, but Waiting by the Phone is hands down one of our most popular segments. So we are digging into the archives and playing some of our favorites like this one. Certainly one of the weirdest ones we ever heard. Cheryl wants to know why Steven has not called her back. Take a listen. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Cheryl.
Hey, hey.
Cheryl is waiting by the phone for a guy that she met online, right? And you felt really good about this.
I had a really good date with Steven, and he will not return my phone calls.
It's very rude.
Cheryl, we have heard this part of the story a million times, but why changes?
So it's always different.
Usually they're more receptive to talking to us, so let's give them a call and see what we can come up with.
Thank you.
Okay, hang on.
Hello?
Hello, Steven?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Steven?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah with Mix 94.7. We're calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we have a couple of questions we want to ask you if you're available to talk on the radio. Do you have a second?
I'm on the radio now.
If it's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead. This is fun.
Steven, you went out with a woman named Cheryl?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Full disclosure, Cheryl is on with us. She contacted us for this because she said that since the date, which she said was lovely, you have not returned her calls.
Okay. I guess that's fine. First of all, did you see the movie?
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you remember the line, be afraid, be very afraid?
Yes.
Okay. That applies to Cheryl. I'm afraid. And by the way, the reason I haven't returned your call, not to be rude, you know, you're blocked. I've only blocked two people my whole life.
What happened?
Well, Cheryl's very polite.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of like Ted Bundy. You know,
oh my gosh.
Ted Bundy, in case you don't know, is a very charming serial killer.
Okay.
Basically, on our date, guys, she told me that she had four husbands.
Currently?
No.
No, I don't have four husbands currently.
How do you have four husbands currently?
I don't know.
No, I believe they're all dead, or at least three of them are dead. She's a reenactment on the ID channel waiting to happen. Maybe there's only an episode called Cheryl. I don't know.
Pause for just a moment, Steven. This is true. You've had four husbands, Cheryl?
All right. My first husband died, and we were so much in love. He died in this horrible jet ski accident. I was so broken up.
Gosh, sorry.
I was terrible. I mean, really, it was off. I was young. And we were like high school lovers, mm-hmm. and we loved going and doing everything, and he was so athletic. So on the rebound, I met this really nice older gentleman.
Oh, we're just moving past a jet ski accident. Okay.
I'm defending myself. Would you give me a chance? And the second man was George.
Ahead,
he was an older man. I married him almost out of pity, but I thought, okay, this man is not going to go anywhere. He's not going to die in an accident. You know, he's just going to stay. We're going to eat soup. And he had a heart attack and died. Okay, that's tragic. My third husband, Richard, was just a jerk. And I found out he was cheating on me, and I divorced him. Okay. I don't go for that.
Gotcha.
All right? Now, my fourth husband, Reggie, disappeared. And I don't know where he went. He just left.
Why have you not divorced him?
Well, I'm in the process.
Okay.
I'm in the process, but...
But you cannot find him.
So that's why she's in the process.
To file the divorce.
Right. Right.
So basically what you're saying, Steven, is there's just too much weirdness going on with the accident from the first husband and then the heart attack and then this guy who no one can find.
But these are not my fault. It's not my fault that Richard was a cheating jerk.
Right.
He's the only one you let live, which is kind of interesting. But
I can't believe you're talking like this. You were so sweet when we were out on the date.
I like life, and I go back to the Jaws thing. Be afraid.
Steven,
be very afraid.
Steven.
Sound like an old married couple.
I know, you sound perfect for each other.
Steven said something really, really wise to me on the date. I said, I almost don't feel right about this because I'm still married. And he said, you live one day at a time. Okay, I'm telling you, Steven, live one day at a time. Enjoy what is here in front of you.
And to you, I would say yes. Live one day at a time and try not to die.
This is just so rude.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a second
date.
And now I understand.
Now, Cheryl, I mean, certainly it is kind of an unusual situation.
Very.
A, that you've had four husbands, and B, two of them have passed.
So sad.
One is missing.
Yeah.
Admittedly, that is kind of interesting. And
Random
and could be cause for alarm. Do you understand at all?
I do, but a lot of people have had strange lives.
Yes.
It's not, you know.
For sure.
Things happen to people.
Cheryl, seriously, I wish you a really happy, happy life. And
I like you.
Oh my gosh.
I really like you.
I'm not slandering you.
I would really like to see you again.
No, no, no. It's not going to work out, Cheryl. Definitely not going to work out.
No, definitely not going to work out.
Okay, thank you both very much.
Really appreciate it.
Definitely one of the more awkward calls that we've ever had.
They were having like an AB conversation.
I mean,
we're going to see our way out of this one.